Revi. Vayitzav Moshe v'zikni Yisrael, and Moshe and the elders of Klal Yisrael commanded Es Ha'om Lemar, the Om, the nation, saying, Shomar es kol ha-mitzvah, always keep the entire commandment, Asher anochi mitzava eschem hayoim, that I am commanding you today. And the reason why the Zakenim were included in this command, the Mefarshim explain, is because Moshe was about to die, and a nation is guided by its leaders. Therefore, he summoned the Zakenim to join him in this Tzivoy, since they will be the leaders of Klal Yisrael after his death. And there is a machlokes what the pasuk is referring to when it says, Shomar es kol ha-mitzvah. Ramban learns that it is referring to all the mitzvahs, and the reason why all the mitzvahs are mentioned in the singular mitzvah instead of mitzvahs is because one has to look at all the mitzvahs as one single unit. A person cannot choose by saying, this mitzvah I will keep, and this I will not. However, Ibn Ezra learns that kol ha-mitzvah is referring to the mitzvah mentioned in this parasha, the mitzvah of setting up the stones. Shomar es kol ha-mitzvah, keep the mitzvah of setting up the stones. And the pasuk will tell us now that there was a tzivoy to set up two sets of 12 stones. One set of 12, which was placed in the Yardain, and another set, which were taken out of the Yardain and brought to Har Eval, where they were covered with plaster. A mizbeach was built out of them, where karbonos, oilos, and shlomim were sacrificed, and the Torah was written on them in 70 languages, so that the goyim would have an opportunity to learn Torah as well. Then they took apart the mizbeach and brought these stones to Gilgal. And the pasuk says, "V'hoyah bayoyim asher tavru es ha-yardein." It will be on the day that you cross over the Yardein, el ha'oret asher Hashem elokecho noisin loch, to the land that Hashem your God is giving you, and you shall set up large stones. This is referring to the 12 stones that were placed inside the Yardein. And then you shall take out another 12 stones from the Yardein, and coat them with plaster. And you shall write on them all the words of this Torah, after you pass over the Yardein. And if you keep this mitzvah, L'man asher tovei el ha'oretz, it will enable you to enter the land asher Hashem Elokecha noisin lecho, that Hashem your God is giving you, Eretz zovas cholov u'dvash, a land that flows milk and honey, kasher dibar Hashem Elokecha v'isech aloch, the land that Hashem your God has said to you that He would give you. And now in Psukim Dalet through Ches, the pasuk tells us the pratim, more details about the stones that were taken out of the Yardin. The general idea was stated in pasuk Beis and Gimel, where the pasuk said, "V'sadata oisom basid, you shall cover them with plaster, v'chosafta aleim es kol divrei ha-Torazois, and you shall write on them the words of the Torah." And now the pasuk goes into detail about these stones. "V'hoya, and it will be ba'avrechem es ha-yardein, when you cross over the Yardein, you shall take out 12 stones, and tokimu es ha-avonim o'ele, you shall set up these stones, asher anochi mitzave eschem hayoim, that I am commanding you today that you shall take this out, the Har Eval, and set them up in Har Eval. V'sadata oisom basid, and you shall cover these stones with plaster." By covering them with plaster, it makes it easier to write on them, and also the writing will last for a longer time. Uvonisa shom mizbeach l'Hashem elekecho, and out of these stones you shall build a mizbeach to Hashem your God, mizbach avonim, a mizbeach made of stone, loisonif aleihem barzel, you shall not lift on these stones an iron to cut the stones. As the pasuk says in Parshas Yisroi, Perik Chav, pasuk Chav Beis, V'im mizbach avonim tasali, when you will make a mizbeach avonim, loisivne esen gozis, you shall not build them out of stones that were cut with a metal, but rather avonim shleimois tivne es mizbach Hashem lekecho, with complete stones you shall build the mizbeach of Hashem your God. You shall not build them with stones that were cut with a metal. And in Pesikta Zutrasa it says that if they wanted to cut the stones, they would use the shamir, a special worm that would miraculously cut through the stones. V'ha'alisa olav oilois l'Hashem lekecho, and on this mizbeach you will bring karbonos oilois to Hashem your God. V'zavachta shlomim, and you will also bring karbonos shlomim. V'ochalta shom, and you will eat over there. V'somachta lefnei Hashem lekecho, and you shall rejoice before Hashem your God, because it will be over there by Har Gwizim and Har Evel that you will enter into a new bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that will be the reason to rejoice. V'chosafta al ho'avonim es kol divrei ha-Torah azois ba'er heitev, and you shall write on these stones all the words of the Torah in a clear writing. As Rashi says, this means that it was written in 70 languages. And Ramban explains that it must be that these stones were very large, or it was Maisa Nisim, it was a miracle that the Torah was able to be written in 70 languages on 12 stones. And the Chidushi Harim is bothered, why was the Torah written on stone and not on another material? And he explains with the Avos de Rav Nosson that says that Rabbi Akiva was an illiterate shepherd up to the age of 40. And he once came across a stone which water had dripped on for a long time, eventually making a hole in the stone. From this he concluded that if water can penetrate a hard stone, surely the words of Torah can penetrate into my heart. By instructing Moshe to write the Torah on a hard stone, Hashem implied that even a person who possesses the poorest of faculties, his head is as hard as a rock. If he learns with Asmada, the words of the Torah will definitely be able to penetrate into his soul. And Rav Moshe Feinstein asks, why were the Mizbeach and all the festivities taking place at Har Eval? Har Eval was the mountain that the Levim faced when they said the curses. It would have been more appropriate to have these festivities at Har Gerizim, the mountain they faced when the brachos were said. Rav Moshe answers, although the promise of brachos can cause a person to head in the right direction, the Yetzer Hara can still convince a person that the pleasure of sin will be greater than the pleasure of these brachos, causing the person to sin. This is not so concerning a curse. The power of threatening one to be cursed with terrible suffering if he sins will overcome his desire to sin. It is therefore more appropriate to celebrate on Har Eval than Har Gerizim, because the curses at Har Eval had a greater effect on Klal Yisrael. Zokt Rashi Pasuk Aleph Shomar es Kol HaMitzvah, and Rashi tells us if the Pasuk would have said Shimar with a Shva under the shin, that would mean a command to watch and observe this mitzvah once. However, since it says Shomar with a comment under the shin, Lashon Hayveh, it is a command in the ongoing present, which means you should constantly keep this mitzvah. Zokt Rashi Vaki Moisi Lecha, and you shall set up for yourself, by Yardin in the Yardin. In the Yardin you shall set up 12 stones. The Acharkach, and afterwards, Toitziu Misham Acherois, you shall take out another 12 stones, V'tivnu mehen mizbeach b'har Eval, and build with them a mizbeach at Har Eval. Nimtzei Sata Omer, it comes out that you are saying, Shloisha Minei Avonim Hayu, there were three sets of stones. Shnei Masa b'Yardin, 12 were placed in the Yardin. Ukinegdon, and another 12, b'Gilgal, were placed in Gilgal. Ukinegdon, and another 12, b'Har Eval at Har Eval. Kide'isa b'Mesechta Saita, like it says in Mesechta Saita. And all the Mefarshim are bothered with this Rashi, which seems to be not like the Gemara in Saita, because the Gemara in Saita clearly says that the 12 stones that were taken out of the Yardin and brought to Har Eval were the same 12 stones that were brought to Gilgal. So how can Rashi say that there were three sets of stones? Therefore, Gur Aryeh explains Rashi that Rashi does not mean that there were three sets of stones. Surely there were only two sets. However, these two sets were set up three different times. The first set was set up in the Yardin, and the second set was taken out of the Yardin and set up at Har Eval, and then taken apart by Har Eval and brought to Gilgal, where it was set up a third time. Shloisha Mine Avonim only means that the two sets of stones were set up three times. So why does Rashi say Gilgal before Har Eval, if the stones were first in Har Eval and then in Gilgal? The Minchas Yehuda explains that Rashi wanted to place the two locations where the stones remained next to each other, because the stones remained in the Yardin, and the ones that were taken to Har Eval remained in Gilgal. Therefore, Rashi places Yardin and Gilgal together, because Har Eval was only a temporary place for these stones. Zok Rashi Ba'er Heitev, the writing on the stones should be clearly a clear writing. Zok Rashi Ba'ayin Lashon, this means it was written in 70 languages. And the Gur Aryeh explains that we have a remez, a hint to the 70 languages in the word Heitev. Because the letter He equals 5, the letters He Yud equal 15, He Yud Tes equal 24, He Yud Tes Vez equal 26. So if you add together 5, 15, 24, and 26, that equals to 70. Through the cumulative calculation of this word, we come out with the number 70. And the pasuk continues, Vayidaber Moshe v'ha-Kohanim ha-Leviim, and Moshe and the Kohanim from Shevet Levi spoke El Kol Yisrael to all of Klal Yisrael, Lamor saying. And here too, Moshe included the leaders of Klal Yisrael into the Dibor, because Moshe was about to die, and therefore he included the leaders who will take over after he dies to also speak to Klal Yisrael, just like we explained earlier in Pasuk Aleph concerning the Zakenim. And they said, Haskes, give ear, Ushema Yisrael, and listen, Klal Yisrael. Hayom azeh nihiyesa la'om, today you have become a nation, Lashem Elekecha, to Hashem your God. And Rashi explains that of course Klal Yisrael did not become a nation to Hashem on this day, but rather they became Hashem's nation 40 years earlier by Matan Torah. The Pasuk means to tell us that on every single day, Klal Yisrael should look at it as if today they became Hashem's nation, with the same enthusiasm and the same freshness as if it happened today. And this is similar to what Rashi said earlier in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Tezayin, on the words Hayoim Hazeh. And Rashi further on in the parasha, Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Gimel, tells us another pshat in the words Hayoim Hazeh Nihiyei Salaam. Because when Moshe gave his newly written Torah to Shevet Levi for safekeeping, as the Pasuk says in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yutes, the rest of Klal Yisrael protested, saying that someday the Levian might say that the Torah is theirs exclusively, and the rest of Klal Yisrael have no share in it. Moshe rejoiced at this demonstration of love for the Torah, because it proved that they had matured and become worthy of being Hashem's nation. That is the pshat in the Pasuk. Hayoim Hazeh, on that day when Klal Yisrael was jealous of the Levian receiving the Torah to watch, Nihiyesa La'om, that's when you have become worthy of being Hashem's nation. And the Pasuk continues, Vishomata b'koil Hashem Elekecho, and you shall listen to the voice of Hashem your God, ve'osiso es mitzvoisa v'eschukov, and you shall perform his mitzvois and his chukim, asher anochi mitzavecho hayoim, that I am commanding you today. Zok Rashi Pasuk Tes, Haskes, kitagumai, like Targum says, it means to give ear and to listen. Hayoim azen nihiyesa la'om, on this day you have become a nation. Obviously, they became a nation much earlier, but rather the pshat is, b'chol yoim yu be'necho, ki'ilu hayoim boso imay bebris. Every day it should be in your eyes, as if on this day you entered into the bris with Hashem and became his nation.